Morning. What do you know? Have you ever thought to yourself, what do I know? I mean, what do I know for sure? How many things do we really know for sure? You know, the philosophers from ancient times till today have been asking that question. It says, what do I know? One philosopher, a French philosopher named Descartes, actually put a thesis together, not with what do I know, but with what don't I know. So he doubted everything. And then finally, he said, I think, therefore I am. Okay? No. He says, I doubt, therefore I am. And over the years, that has come out to be, I think before, therefore I am. But the fact that there was a doubter proved to him that he existed. So he felt that he knew that he existed. But all of Christianity, we sit and sometimes we like to pontificate and say, we know the best, and we know this, and we know that. But really, we don't know anything. In other words, because when we say, I know it, it means it's a fact. It means that I can prove it. But what can we prove about our faith? What can we really say we know about our faith? Well, somebody would say, well, Jesus was God. We know that. Well, how do we know that? He says, well, the Bible tells us that. Well, how do you know that the Bible is right? Well, God wrote the Bible. Well, how do you know that God exists? Because the Bible says so. So the philosophers, again, they call this begging the question. So many, many Christians are baffled trying to come up with theories, trying to come up with theses, trying to come up with ways of proving God's existence, of proving Jesus Christ was God, of proving these things. And a lot of times, even Orthodox Christians would be saying, you see bumper stickers saying, since 33 AD, professing the truth. He says, well, that might be so. But how do you know that it's the truth? This is a question that plagues us if we are intellectual beings, because we really don't know. Don't we, when we say the creed, how do we start the creed? I believe. We don't believe in Jesus Christ because we have absolute proof. We believe because we choose to believe. Isn't that true? Okay, now we can say, well, why do I choose to believe? Well, I believe the apostles because they gave their lives. I believe that they were telling the truth. I believe that Jesus did perform these miracles, because why else would his apostles give their lives for that faith if they hadn't actually seen it, if they hadn't actually been witnesses to it? So we believe because they believed. You know, our Lord said that, never said you have to know something absolutely. He says you have to believe in me. Those who believe in me. Belief is a choice. He did not command us, you must believe in me, or you're going to go to hell, or you're going to be punished eternally, or any of that. He just said, if you believe in me, I am the doorway to the kingdom. You can come through me into the kingdom. So we choose to believe or not to believe. And he gives us the free will to make that choice. Last night, I was watching a movie called The Kingdom of Heaven, talking about the Crusades, or one of the Crusades. And the Queen said, Islam means submit. Christianity means decide. Big difference. Because submit is authoritarian. Submit is like whoever that was in the cave with Muhammad says was, they say it was beating him, telling him to submit. And Jesus tells us, decide. He said, go out into the world and preach the gospel. And if they listen to it, if they decide, if they believe, then baptize them and bring them into the church. He didn't say, if they refuse to believe, beat him over the head with a Bible or kill him or do whatever. Go to the next person and offer salvation to the next person through Jesus Christ. It's belief. It's a choice. Everyone here must make that choice. And I believe that everyone here has made that choice. But if someone comes up to you, an atheist, and says to you, why do you believe? Because I choose to believe. I can't prove anything to you. I can't show you. I can't do an experiment. I can't do anything that's going to convince you. Everyone has to make that choice. So we believe and we choose to believe. Knowledge is not important. Imagine in the kingdom of heaven, if we had libraries and libraries and libraries full of the works of the fathers and theologians and Bibles and all the different translations, do we need those in heaven? Do we need the Bible in heaven? No. Because we're there. We're living, the kingdom is at hand. We're living there. We're part of it. We're not dependent upon intellectual things. This heaven is all knowledge. But it's not even knowledge. It's all spiritual. It's all faith. It's all communication in a way that we can't even understand. So we use the writings and we use the teachings and we use the Bible to build our faith while we're here on this earth and to help us make that choice. Because sometimes we have to study up and say, well, what is this that I'm going to be making a choice about? And I think that most people, when they read the Gospels and they read about Jesus Christ, and they read about how he responds to individuals and people and sinners, and how he responds to the Pharisees and all of the pseudo-pious in the world, he says that's where they're hooked. They say, I want to believe this. I want to believe it because truly this person is like no other person who's ever come into the world. They said it about him even in his day. So then we look a little bit further and we read about the apostles. and we read about the martyrs who have given their lives so that they would not refuse their faith. And I say to myself, if their belief was so powerful that they would give their life, there's something special here. And I want to believe the same thing. And then we enter into a relationship with God. Now, we say we can't know Him, but when we enter into a relationship with Him, we can experience Him. We can never define God, but when we pray to God and we feel His presence, a presence that cannot be explained through knowledge, it cannot be explained through science, it is a personal feeling that we are in God's presence. And then we go to someone else and we say, if you believe, then God will come into your life. And they say, I refuse to believe. Explain to me what you feel. Explain to me what that thing is that you're feeling. And you say, I can't explain this. There's nothing in this world that I can compare it to. Because in language, in order to be able to teach someone, in order to show someone, you have to have some kind of an example. So, if you go to the Great Lakes, and somebody who's never been there says, well, what is the Great Lakes like? You say, it's like the ocean. It's fresh water, but it's like the ocean. You look over it, and it looks like the ocean. Well, he knows what the ocean is, so he can understand what that is. But if someone is blind from birth, how can you explain the night sky to them? How can you do that? There's no way that you can explain the night sky to them. If I have something that I'm eating that's delicious, and I say to you, do you want to try some? You say, well, what does it taste like? It doesn't taste like anything I've ever had before. You have to try it in order to understand. You have to taste it to know what it tastes like. It is the experience of God in our lives that confirms our faith. Sometimes we don't like to, or I won't say we, but sometimes Christians, they like to feel like they're in control and that they have to define everything and that they have to be able to understand everything. But we don't understand really anything. Imagine the universe. Okay, all of the most brilliant scientists in the world, let's say Einstein. If you were to ask Einstein, how much percentage do you know about the universe? What do you think he would answer? Probably not even 1%. Probably less than 1%. But then if we don't know what else is going on, and someone comes into the world and explains a great deal of this, and their witness is true, or their witness is solid, says, then we are given the choice to believe. But we will never be able to comprehend fully God. We will always be able to experience Him in our lives. So when someone confronts you as to why you're a Christian, tell him, I believe because I choose to believe. And what does that choice do? It puts me in communion with God. Well, how do you know that? I know that. Because I am the one who has experienced that. You can never know it unless you open your heart to experience it. And those are the people that are coming to Christ. That is the message that we have to be spreading throughout the world. Come to Christ. Come and find out. Come and see. Come and experience. Don't worry about the knowledge. Come and experience God.